This next sequence is called In a Place of Miracles. It takes place right after Esmeralda stops the lynching of Quasi and Phoebus. We wanted to do a musical number here, something that had kind of a gypsy feel, and this was one of our first attempts at it. It was a love song for Phoebus and Esmeralda.
The problem was, of course, that it tended to take a lot of the focus off of Quasimodo, who's our main character, and put it on this budding romance between Phoebus and Esmeralda.
So ultimately we decided to make it more of a gypsy song and less of a romantic moment between Phoebus and Esmeralda.
On the analog channels, you can get a running commentary by composer Alan Menken.
In a Place of Miracles was the first of a couple of attempts that Stephen and I made to write a song for the last third of the movie, a ballad, a song that could be kind of the ballad that would have a life outside the project. And this, of course, was also would have been the one love song, pure love song, between our three central characters. And in this song, our purpose was to have a moment when Phoebus and Esmeralda acknowledge their love for each other. And at the same time, Quasimodo is watching and his heart breaks. You have Phoebus and Esmeralda dancing in their own bubble of romantic love, and all of a sudden Quasimodo sees what's happening and realizes in a flash that his dreams are being dashed. You have that moment, which is so effective theatrically, where you have sort of the law of opposites operating. A happy, joyous moment where it's, in fact, breaking the heart of one of the characters. As I remember, it faced one of the dilemmas that we've often faced in animated pictures, how to get a ballad into the last third of the project. And the most effective way generally has been in a montage, so that you have either a flashback of the relationship or you're seeing something going on while the song operates as background. And I think the reason this never really landed in the picture was that, at least in the context of the animated picture, there really wasn't enough plot going on to sustain this moment. We actually went as far as a production recording on this with Kevin Klein and Heidi Mollenauer and Tom Hulse and Paul Kandel. And it was quite good, as I remember. We never finished it, and then the decision was made to go back to the drawing board on this moment, because it just seemed to kind of sit there a bit. The moment could not sustain anything of this emotional weight. I just felt, you know, the fidget factor. And that factor when you see, you know, the audience, especially the young members of the audience, kind of squirm during a performance. And of course, there's that moment where Quasimodo reconciles himself to feeling good about the love between his two friends, and he comes around and experiences another kind of acceptance and love in the song. And it was one of those moments where you get to basically employ all of your central characters, with the exception of Frollo, in one song. And it's also, of course, it's one of those songs that, if and when we ever decide to go further with The Hunchback of Notre Dame in a theatrical adaptation, it's a secret hope. Now it's no longer a secret, I guess. To have this song resurrected and somehow find a way to use it, because I've always been very partial to this song. This, of course, is a demo with an arrangement by Michael Starobin, who's an extraordinary orchestrator and arranger.